What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Loot Bros Podcast. I'm your host, Resident Daryl, and today we got a great show. Got a lot of cool stuff to talk about. I definitely want to celebrate some cool things, some things that I think are very interesting. And I think the only way to really do that, that I know of, is to start things off with a toast. That's right. We want to give a toast to our Patreon producers. Thank you, MZ. Thank you, JT. We also want to give a toast to, got a lot of things to celebrate today. We had 1,000 followers on Whatnot. So thanks to everyone who has tolerated my nonsense, plugging Whatnot here each and every week. That has been a big deal for us. You know, we buy a lot of video games. We got to have somewhere to put them. We sell them there. It's been great. So thank you guys so much. We are almost at 800 subscribers on YouTube. So getting closer and closer to 1,000, and we'll destroy all of those copies of Kinect Adventures. So lots of stuff to celebrate. And nice little shout out. Hey, I want to give a shout out to that Fallout TV show, man. That thing is pretty freaking good. Spoilers for where I'm going with some of today's talks. So definitely want to give some, let's start the show off with some celebrations. Oh, I also want to give a shout out to the Wrestling Tornado and the PlayStation Ain't Dead podcast for tolerating me in recent weeks. Just went through and listened to the most recent episode of the PlayStation Ain't Dead podcast with the Pick and Preacher, and that was a good one. That was a good one. So I want to give a shout out to our former co-host, Big Willie Style, over there on the PlayStation Ain't Dead podcast. Guys, so it has been quite a week. This episode is coming to you later in the week. I would prefer to consistently get the episodes out later due to the editing schedule. I know that's not ideal for everybody. Used to be Monday was our day. Now it could be Monday. It could be Thursday. Those are kind of the two dates that these seem to land on. So all of that being said, guys, it's been a wild week, wild, wild freaking week. So I've got some stories to tell you. I've got some pickups to talk about. Definitely got some things to be on the lookout for and a couple recommendations for you. So let's get into the order of business as it should be. A little bit of housekeeping, guys. Housekeeping, Resident Daryl on YouTube, like I said before, we're like 780 something subscribers. I mean, it goes up and down a couple here and there. So definitely go over there. If you haven't already, go check out Resident Daryl on YouTube. Give us a subscribe. Go check us out, Resident Daryl on Whatnot, guys. Whatnot, I talk about it all the time. It's where we sell our video games. It's eBay plus Twitch. So you get the live auction, you get a live conversation, live aspect of everything. And it's been a lot of fun, man. We had a good time last night, had a big show. And, I ain't mad at it. It was a 3-hour show. Had some good conversation with the folks in the chat. And it was a good time. So go check those things out. As far as Patreon goes, new Patreon content is dropping here in just a few days. We're going to have the Resident Daryl podcast. That is the extra solo episode you get for the $1 tier. It will be focused. It'll be very, very hyper-focused this week, or this month, rather. And we want to give you a little foreshadowing on the I already said it before, the deep dive is going to be the new Alone in the Dark game. So I will do the first half, already did the first half of the episode. It will be spoiler-free, and then the back half will be spoiler-full. And that's a good game, guys. That's a good one. Spoilers on that one as well. So, all right, here we go. Jumping into the show proper, let's take a look at some of the stuff that we've been playing. And it's a little light. It's a little light this time around. I got a couple fun games to talk about. The first of which would be Bro-Tato. So Bro-Tato, I think I said before, it's a single stick game. It's a one button game essentially. So I don't want to call it a twin stick shooter because that would imply you use two sticks. It is a one stick shooter and it is fun. It is fun. My kids and I are really into it. The developer Blobfish, never heard of those guys, but this one's a hit. Apparently it is pretty popular in the mobile space. I can see that. I can definitely see that. So my son has been playing it on mobile and, my oldest, that is, my youngest and I are playing it on console, doing the old pass the controller shtick. So, definitely having a good time with Bro-Tato. It's got a 55% platinum, but I think this game is hard as nuts. So, I don't understand how that platinum is so common, because to me it is pretty difficult, but I guess it's just because I don't understand the builds, you know, like there's certain characters that they want you to win a run with. And I'm just like, bro, I can't get past level 13 with most of these guys. And it's wild. So we'll see as we continue to chip away at it. Haven't touched Resistance Retribution this week, but I did play a little bit more of Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 on PS3 and a little bit of Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 on PS3. So I beat Modern Warfare 3. I've beat the game before, but I went through it and beat it on Veteran. Actually, I beat the first half of the game on Hard, and then I switched over to Veteran. And I may have said that on last week's episode, but I caught myself a lot. Sometimes on the Call of Duty games, the trophies will be pretty straightforward. It's like beat it on, or this trophy will unlock on Hard or Hardened or Veteran, and on Modern Warfare 2 and 3, it's no. You can beat the game on Hard or Veteran, and that's a trophy. But beating each individual level for Modern Warfare 2 or cluster of levels for Modern Warfare 3, you have to beat every single one of them on Veteran. So the way they changed the trophies up a little bit from some of the other games caught me for this. I played essentially half the game for nothing again, but it's okay. Having a great time. Definitely something I've been in the mood for, because I played through some horror games, and like I said, I've been playing through Bro-Tato, and I don't know. I was just in the mood for a dumb point and shoot, FPS. So playing through some Call of Duty has been really good. Really enjoying myself, and I'm going back through Modern Warfare 2. Because I enjoyed Modern Warfare 3 so much, I'm like, man, I gotta go back and experience that again. So going through that on Veteran right now. So hopefully I'll have those knocked out by the next time we get together. And who knows, maybe I'll go for the Platinum. I think the Modern Warfare 2 Platinum is more common than the Modern Warfare 3 Platinum, so we'll see. But I'm enjoying them. Played a little bit of that Spec Ops mode with my son. So I've been playing with Patreon producer and friend of the show, MZ Nitro. I hit the microphone. Sorry, guys. And we've been having a blast. So I was having so much fun. I busted out another copy of it and told my son, I said, dude, you got to join in on this. You got to come get in on it. So this weekend is our final wave of soccer games and soccer celebration. And we are wrapping up, our traditional meeting time with our church youth group. So we're getting ready to have some time off. We'll have a bunch of special events and some trips and stuff planned through the summertime. But we're getting ready to have some more time off. So a lot more time for gaming. Hopefully knock out some of these games, bust out some platinums. And I know I keep promising that I'm going to have Gareth on, but unfortunately we just haven't been able to make it work. We haven't been able to sync it up. Both of us got real busy. And then it's just been really hard to line things up. As a matter of fact, it's been impossible to line things up with Josh Adams as well. And so he and I have been two ships sailing in the sea, opposite directions. So trying to make this stuff work. So what I'm going to do, guys, is since we haven't really had a episode where we break through the annual rarity event. I'm going to kind of skim through some of it and just kind of give you guys a couple updates just on what that's looking like. And of course, I have to log back in. Looking at Division One, it looks like Diego is in first place. Knocking, man, I'm telling you, killing it, killing the game. So we got Diego in first place. MZ Nitro is in second place. We got Misi Goatsalot in third. Looks like Redbeard Rick is in, well, it says he's in the fourth position on the list, but his in parentheses, says he's in fifth position on score. Hoping I'm reading that right, Gaz. Looks like I'm in fourth. We got Marky Frazier in sixth, Gaz in seventh, Dupes in eighth, Yield in ninth, Affectatious Donk in 10th, Mr. TMNT 84 in 11th. And then on the bottom half, the bottom three, these are the ones that are in the danger zone of being eliminated, moved to another, into another bracket for the rest of the, for the for remainder of the year. We got the Grounded Gamer in 12th. We have Raise Havoc, which is Alex from the Trophy Horse in 13th. And I'm Styling On You Bro in 14th. Now, I know Styling has said he's kind of fallen off of gaming, gotten into some other hobbies. It happens. There's definitely people around, you know, in and out of gaming and stuff, you know, at different times. It's all good. Nothing, you know, we know when you're ready, you'll freaking go. So, and then in Division Two, you know, we've got California Wayne in first place. We got Hellfire 90 in second. We got Pee Wee in third. We got Crook in fourth. Dodge Williams in fifth. We got Homer Gets Duffed in sixth. Tricky Mick in seventh. We got James Waldron. Special shout out to James. That is Redbeard Rick's son. And that little dude's been killing the game. He got three platinums this past week. That's crazy. So he is in 8th, got Departed in 9th, we got the Brain 76 in 10th, we got Datwan Seagal in 11th, Stink Palm in 12th, we got Mally in 13, which I believe is Kalai, we got Tross in 14th, we got Darth Knight in 15th, and we got is that Big Bernardo in 16th. So Division 2. Looks like California Wayne, Hellfire, and Pee-wee might make their way up into Division One for the back half of the year based on the way things are going right now. So that's kind of just a general overview. I know when Gareth comes on, he likes to really break things down. He's got this sheet really well worked out. You know, he's got Rarest Trophy of the Year, Rarest Trophy of the Week. We got platinums earned by a month, and it's really crazy. He does a really good job of sorting this thing out and then going through and making the list. Let's look over here. It says the only platinum or 100% that I've popped so far that actually counted was the Complex. That is sad. That is very sad. But we got Diego over here with Moonrider, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, Zombie Army 4, Evil West, Brotato, Singularity, Mighty Goose, Signalis, Guilt, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, Remnant from the Ashes, let's see, Melatonin, High on Life, Far Cry 5, Back for Blood, and Far Cry New Dawn. Diego is killing it. Straight up killing it. Let's see. Gaz has got a couple good platinums. First Class Trouble, Lego Builder's Journey, Cursed Golf, Ice Age. I missed the whole letter. I mean, the whole word. Excuse me. Ice Age, Scrat's Nutty Adventure, Turbo Dash Kart, Food Truck Tycoon, Shatter Remastered. That's a cool game. Dangerous Golf. This one's weird. T-C-H-I-A. T-Chia? Chia? Do you even pronounce the T? I don't know. Let's see, Fighting EX Layer and Foam Stars. Hey, he went for that 100% on Foam Stars. I actually deleted that this morning. Turned on my console. There was no space on my external for PS4 games, so I deleted it. Thought that game was just fine, not great. So I technically, let's see, California Wayne has Assassin's Creed Odyssey. Let's see, Mr. TMNT84 has Unpacking. Stalin doesn't have one. So technically, out of anyone on the list who has 100% or platinums, I kind of have the worst one. I kind of have the worst list. To be in fourth place in Division One, just from the sheer amount of trophies and rare trophies I've popped, I definitely have the least amount of notable and notable platinums and 100%. So that's pretty sad. Got to fix that. Got to work on that business. So that's there we go. So guys, this thing is really well done. I mean, this thing's broken down into so many different sections, so many different cool things you can see. Go and check out the Trophy Looting Group on Facebook, or you can go on our Discord and he posts a lot of that stuff in there. The spreadsheet is in there for your viewing pleasure. And it is well done, Gaz. Well done. This thing is awesome. I do spend a little bit of time in it from time to time. And I often admire your work. I think it's great. I think it's a lot. Guys, make sure you guys give Gaz some love for the hard work, because it's a lot. And it can feel like you're doing it for nothing when people don't at least respond. So definitely go check that out. So that's our rarity update, guys. I hope that you're participating. I hope that you're enjoying it. I definitely recommend, if you're listening to the Loot Bros podcast or you're listening to the Trivia Horse podcast, you go get in on it and have some fun. It's a good time. So, all right, guys, let's get into some more fun stuff. So jumping back into some of the bullcrap I've been playing, I popped a trophy or two in Vanquish. And my daughter and I have been playing Happy's Humble Burger Farm. Now, I believe I talked about this a little bit last week, so I won't go into too much detail yet. But this one is a first-person horror game in the vein of like your Five Nights at Freddy's and stuff like that. But you have to make burgers. You have to make food. And it is it's got some jump scares. It's pretty intense at times. Not a bad little game. So definitely enjoying that one with the daughter. So I don't know that I recommend it yet. You know, we're only 20 or 37% through the trophy list. So, still kind of making our way through it. But there's a few of these games, these YouTuber games that my kids will play and they're really into for whatever reason. And so I just, it's something I do as a dad, as I just kind of go with it. It's like, oh, you're into this? It's not really my cup of tea, but I'll play it so that we can enjoy it together. And we do. And we definitely do. So that's what I've been playing, guys. Not a whole ton. Not a great list, I don't think, personally. I mean, like, I'm enjoying the games I'm playing, but I didn't really uncover anything new. Stellar Blade drops this week, so I will be picking that up for sure. And I'm hoping to spend some time in Stellar Blade. But I really feel very strongly called to pivot into Fallout. So I'm going to jump into that for a little bit. Not necessarily the game. I think I'm going to start with Fallout 3. I haven't played Fallout 3 since the Xbox 360. I put it in, and a lot of you guys have been listening to this nonsense for a while. You'll remember, I put in Fallout 3 and was in the vault for what felt like 30, 40 minutes. Like, it felt like a lifetime. I was like, this is so boring. I just want to get out of here. Finally got out, got killed by the first thing I saw, turned the game off, and I was like, I don't like this. Not for me. So then Fallout 4 comes around. I pick it up. I think I day one to Fallout 4. It was a lot of hype around it. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to try this out. I go and I get Fallout 4. You're in the vault for a lot less time. I get out of the vault. I roll up on a crew of bandits, kill my first wave of bandits, kind of wander around for a little while, get killed by some dude, turn it off, never play again. And for no good reason, because it wasn't hard. I think I was more so intimidated by the time and the commitment to playing a big game like that. So I definitely think I allowed the game to scare me off, just because everyone's like, oh, you can lose your life in these games. It's like Skyrim, but with, you know, radiation, whatever. So, I think I kind of let that one, I soured that one for myself. So then Fallout 76 comes out. Fallout 76 comes out, I download it. I can't remember. I think I gamefly'd that one. I think I gamefly'd Fallout 76. I heard that it was really crappy, really buggy at launch. Playthrough Fallout 76. Here we go, guys. This is my pattern with Fallout games. And get out of the vault, which I feel like you get out of the vault very quickly in 76, faster than the other two. Get out of the vault. I go running down the side of this little pathway. See some kind of giant crab thing. It comes over. It kills me. And that was it. I turned it off. So 3 for 3 on Fallout games. Encountering something, being killed by something, quitting the game for no good reason. That's really not the way. I don't treat other games like that. So I don't know why I, slept on these games. And I'm saying this as someone who hasn't put them back in and tried it yet. So I am very interested. I started the show. I watched through the first episode technically twice. I turned it on, fell asleep halfway through or something like that. Came back, watched that first half again, and fell asleep right at the end. Came back and went through and finished that back half or whatever. And it's good. So that first episode is really good, really well done, really sets the tone. I think that it's going to be, if the rest of the series is anything like the first episode, I think it's going to be really enjoyable. I got to throw some things out there real fast. Now, I am on episode 2. I've already started episode 2. I'm about halfway through it. Had to pause it. So I'm going to finish that hopefully today, the day I'm recording this episode. But I will knock out episode 2. I'm gonna go through this. I'm really enjoying it. The production quality is really good. The actors so far were good. I really love, I don't know Fallout, but I do know, the theme, I guess, and, the trappings, the Pip-Boys. I mean, I understand, the Fallout, it oozes with style. And it reminds me very much in the way that it's filmed and the way that it's portrayed. With the music and the time and everything, it really reminds me of Watchmen by Zack Snyder. That's right. I found a way to make it about Zack Snyder, guys. And immediately I'm like, dude, I'm into this. I'm here for it. So I'm going to give it the go. I'm going to watch this entire thing. And I can already say it is better quality than Halo, which is so freaking sad. It is incredible how... Fallout and how Twisted Metal and The Last of Us, they're way better shows than Halo. And Halo's arguably the bigger IP. I don't understand. I know Fallout's huge, don't get me wrong, and there's lots of Fallout games, but Halo was revolutionary. Okay. Xbox was carried on the back of Halo. Master Chief has held it down for them. And I don't understand how the show can be so bad. To me, it is not good. So with that being said, don't get me wrong. There's a couple things in the Halo show that's redeeming, there are some cool parts. It's not special effects, not the acting, not Master Cheeks. There's very little redeeming about it. It's like a crappy sci-fi show, which I like those. So I didn't hate Halo, but watching Fallout, it's like, no, dude, this is how it's done. The production level, that first episode really sets a high bar on production. And I think that we're going to have us a real good show here. So I'm excited about it. Like I said, the ghoul in episode 1, that was freaking cool, man. I really dug that. Again, it's the power armor. Oh my gosh. It's cool. It's cool. And again, this is someone who's not a Fallout fan, doesn't know Fallout. So I'm in, I'm excited, and I recommend that, guys. I recommend it. If you haven't seen it yet, even if you're like me, you're like a noob. You've never really played Fallout. I haven't played enough Fallout between the three games that I put in and quit to even really say I played Fallout. I understand that. Now, I did watch my cousin, former co-host of the show, Zach. He lived on Fallout 3 and Fallout New Vegas. Those, I think New Vegas is his favorite game of all time. And that dude, every time I'd go to his house, because we do a lot of stuff together as a family, at least back in the day we did, and every time I'd go over there, he's playing New Vegas. He's doing all kinds of stuff in New Vegas. He played the fool out of that game. So I'm going to start with 3. I'm going to work my way into New Vegas, and then 4. I'm hoping it will catch me this time. I feel like I'm ready for it. And with the portal, as far as Fallout 4 goes, I feel like I should just be like, this should just happen. Like, play a little bit of Fallout before I go to bed at night. I do know, when you shout out Jared, friend of the show, he's been playing Fallout Shelter on the portal. And I was like, oh, dude, that's a good idea. That's a real good idea. Queue up some Fallout Shelter, play a little bit in bed. That's a, because that's another long one. But I believe that's a pretty rare trophy set too, if I'm not mistaken. So I don't know, guys, there's lots of cool things about this. It really did. The music, the production, the charm. I mean, even the Fallout, the suits from the shelter, like it works. This thing works really well as a show, like really well. Man, I'm telling you, that opening scene with the nukes, guys, oof, that was crazy. Kind of scary too, actually. I was like, man, that's like a legit thing that happens. You have nothing you can do. You have no control over it. So very, very interesting show. I'm really digging it and I'm really into it. I'm borderline ready to go do a full review on it. And I've only watched, 1.5 episodes so far. Where I stopped on the second episode, ooh, I don't know. Kind of crazy. So I recommend it, guys. That is something that I really wanted. I wanted to toast to it. I wanted to shout it out. I wanted to tell you guys, if you are looking for something good to watch, go watch Fallout. And I'm going to play the game. We'll see what happens. All right. So in line with recommendations, all right, I got some more recommendations for you guys. Now, I knew last week I mentioned like a song, like a new song that came out, collaboration between a couple artists and what have you. And that was really cool. So what I do on Whatnot, hey, there goes Whatnot again. What I do on Whatnot is I always have music going in the background to kind of kill the dead air. See, the thing about it is when you're live like that, like let's just say like same thing for Twitch, you feel like you got to make conversation the whole time. You want to entertain the people that are there watching. You want to be talking. And even if there's no one in the chat, you really do kind of need to be saying something. Now, I know this from personal experience and shows that I go to. If you're not talking, I'm not interested. It's very boring just to look at your games. So I've tried a few different things, in the past. I actually tried at one point in time, I tried like doing a podcast, like with topics. And I'm going to try to carry like a whole like fluid like conversation about topics, about gaming stuff, while trying to sell video games live. That didn't work. I actually didn't even save the audio for that one because that was a bit of a failed experiment. That was way more difficult than I expected it to be, trying to multitask that many ways. But what I do for my shows is I just have music going on in the background. And I love music. It's been one of those things that, like, when we first launched the Loot Bros, we kind of wanted to have, like, a music section in here. We wanted to cover all of our hobbies, all things nerdy, like, whether it be wrestling, video games, films, music, because, like, we were into everything. And there's so many parallels and through lines, for fans of video games into different genres and different styles and different things. So originally when we launched this show, we had all these big ideas. Oh, we're going to do this. Oh, we're going to do this. Oh, we're going to do album reviews. Oh, we're going to do movie reviews. We're going to do show reviews. And each one of us kind of specialized in like a different fandom, but we never really went anywhere with it. We just talked games and made fart jokes and that's what we did. It was a lot of fun. So with doing the solo shows more often now than not, it's given me the opportunity to say, hey, you know what? Let me tell you guys about something cool, something that I think is cool. Maybe you've heard of it, maybe you haven't. So I'm sure everyone here is aware that one of our fan favorite American rock bands, Creed, is back together. After 12 years of being separated, They are back together. They just played their first show in 12 years together with the original lineup. And that's very cool. So, even though that's cool, that's not where I'm going with it, right? So, the guitar player, Mark Tremonti, one of my favorite guitar players of all time, he has a solo project where he's the singer and guitar player. And it's really good. I highly, highly, highly recommend it. Okay. Highly recommend Mark Tremonti, his solo project. He has an album specifically that I want to recommend here because I was playing this on Whatnot the other night. And it's just, when I'm doing Whatnot shows, I want music in the background. I don't want to go super heavy. I don't want to do deathcore. I don't want to do death metal. I don't want like a ton of screaming, which I love that stuff. I freaking cut my teeth on that stuff. That's where my heart's at. That's my bread and butter right there. Love it. But that's not really what I'm looking for, what I'm after, okay? What I'm after is energy, some good driving rock. I don't really like listening to rap while I talk and while I do the show. I feel like it's just not quite, it don't quite hit the way I want it to. But I'll listen to some rock. That's something good. Something where there's a good, you know, just good energy, good flow the whole time. So I turned on Tremonti last night on last night's podcast or last night's Whatnot show, and it hit. It was right what I wanted. So there's an album I want to recommend to you guys called All I Was. If you're into good rock, just good driving heavy rock, that's what you want to do. Mark Tremonti's solo project, Tremonti. Go check out All I Was. Came out in 2012. It's got a bunch of great albums, a bunch of great singles. But that one in particular is my favorite. Listened to it last night. And this is how you know it's working. Because I have the music on. It seems loud to me. Coming through the streams on the replays and stuff like that, it's not very loud. Hang on one second. But I had people in the chat going, hey, who's that? Who's that? What are you listening to? That's Tremonti, baby. I'm like, oh, man, thanks. You know, had a couple people, you know, reach out about what I was listening to. And that's, to me, that's cool. That means that the music's not annoying, first off. And that means that the, you know, obviously the people that are in my shows have good taste. Yeah. First off, they're hanging out with me. Second off, they like the same tunes. So we could be friends. So that's what's up, guys. That is my music recommendations for the week. I like to come up with these music recommendations. I would love to know, anyone listening to the show, have you checked out any of the stuff that I've recommended? You know, any of the movies, any of the shows, any of the music? Let me know what you think. I know there's a couple of haters out there who don't like the core, who don't like the deathcore, don't like the metalcore. That's cool. It's not for everybody. It's cool stuff. I like it anyways. So, all right, jumping into some pickups. We're going to spend some time here, guys, because it's been a big, big week of pickups. Now, I'm going to say the W word again. I had a pickup set up for a Whatnot auction. So, for those of you guys who, and this is also our, like, we're going to do pickups and bolos kind of together. For those of you guys who maybe missed it a few weeks back, a bolo, be on the lookout, right? So there's certain things that you guys need to be on the lookout as gamers, as game collectors. And if there's a couple filthy resellers in the crowd, then we'll definitely, we want you guys to be on the lookout for it as well. Okay. So a bolo right now is Skylanders, the Trap Team, Superchargers, and Imaginators, okay? The latter three Skylanders. So, the Skylander Senseis, the big guys, okay, for the latter three, they got some value. There's a couple of them out there. They're $30, $40 hits, right? And it's not crazy. I mean, some of these things were $25 when they first came out. So they dropped down to nothing. They were completely worthless. You couldn't get anything for them. And then now they've kind of stabilized and gone back up to at least what, you know, what they cost. And a few of them have eclipsed it, like Chaos. I think Chaos right now price charge is like $42. I think I sold a Chaos the other day for about $30. On Whatnot. So not bad. You know, I typically sell stuff below price charting. So Whatnot's not the best barometer for what things cost, you know, or what they're actually valued at, because everything seems to go cheaper on there. But at least for me, it does. I know that's not the case for everybody in every category, but I did notice that like these Skylanders auctions, these Skylanders shows I've done have done pretty well. Now they probably won't do well forever. I'm going to do another one this Friday. So that'll be the 26th of April. And we'll see. I'm going to tie it in with some Lego Dimensions because Lego's hot. You know, Lego's always hot. And I got a bunch of, you know, expensive Lego Dimensions figures and unopened packs. So I'm going to give that a go, but I drove an hour across town to pick up more Skylanders. Now, I know it sounds crazy, right? Picked up a little bin of them, $25. Is nothing crazy. There's no $30, $40 hits in there. It's just a bunch of $5 stuff. But I figure it would at least make its money back. It would at least be worth, you know, my investment. Now, is it worth my time? That's probably where I was internally struggling. I'm like, yeah, I just don't think this is going to be worth the amount of time. Will I make my money back? Yes. Will I cover my gas? Yes. Is it worth driving for 2 hours? Probably not. There's probably not enough value in this box. But that is where we find ourselves, because I get on Google Maps and I'm like, okay, thrift stores near me. What do we got? Nothing. Nothing popped up for 16 to 20 miles from where I was at. I'm like, man, that's not good. That doesn't really give me, you know, any opportunity to recoup, you know, to source something that may or may not recoup my time. I know I'll make the money on the Skylanders, or at least, you know, cover my gas. But man, this doesn't really bode well for, like, man, I spent 2 hours out of the house, out of the office. Sure, I can work remotely, and I do, and I work from my phone, but it's just not the same. So I go to this four-way on my way back to the interstate. I'm like, you know what? I'll just hit something on the way home, even if it's the same old spots that I hit every week. I'll hit something on the way home. And I pull up to a little building that says Antiques on the side. And as I pull up, I'm looking at it. It's about 10 o'clock. As I look at it, this lady pulls a chair out of the building. I was like, oh, they're opening up. Maybe there is a video game in there somewhere, something, even if it's just one, just to justify, you know, being out. And so I go inside, start having conversation, and I find The Walking Dead on Xbox 360, but it's case only and it's empty. I'm like, ah, bummer. So they asked me what I'm looking for, and I'm like, you know, I'm just out kind of looking for video game stuff. I was like, I'm always on the hunt for video game stuff. And they said, oh, okay, well, we got some, but we do eBay. I was like, okay. Long story short, I kind of have some conversation with them. I said, I go and I buy in bulk, and I just pull out what I need to collect. And that's the truth. That's exactly what we're doing. I said, and then I just sell the rest so I can buy more. Exactly what we're doing. And before you know it, the guy's like, well, I got this whole rack, and it was a ton of OG Xbox games. He goes, I don't know if they work. They're not tested. They're not, you know, I don't even know if the right games are in the cases. He said, I just picked up an OG Xbox, which was on the counter. And he's like, I don't even know if it works. He goes, I don't have one to test it, and I don't know if that one works. So I'm like, okay. Cool. So we're getting there. We're starting to have the conversation. He goes, I don't want to sell any of my PlayStation 2 stuff that I got, because I know I got some big money in them. He goes, but this Xbox stuff, I might consider it. So long story short, I make him an offer. I said, all right, how about this? It ended up being 93 OG Xbox games, three empties. So 93 games total, three empty cases. And there's a couple heaters in there. I'll get to that in a minute. Nothing crazy. I said, well, what do you do? I said, he goes, well, make me an offer. And guys, this is kind of like negotiating 101. You kind of want the person selling to make the first offer, because you don't know, at least that's the way I like to do things. You don't want to insult them, and you don't want to be so far off. You know what you got to get it for, because you got to cover the cost of goods. You know, you got to be able to at least get something for the collection out of there, or something that's sellable to justify, you know what I'm saying, the purchase. So typically I like for them to go, this is what I was thinking. And then if it's reasonable, you just say, yeah. If it's a little out of range, then you can negotiate a little bit, but you at least you have a starting point. And I feel like it's always better for them to make that first offer. But he was adamant. I made the first offer. I said, well, tell you what, you got a handful of sports games in here, some racing games, things that are harder to move. I was like, you got a couple good titles in there. How about I do $2 a piece for everything? And so the one that's paying up for sports games, and I have to basically give those away. I was like, but for the ones that I'm under on, it'll even it out. He goes, that's exactly what I had in mind. Whether that was true or not remains to be seen, but we made the deal. And I said, well, how about this Xbox over here? He goes, I haven't tested it. I don't have any controllers, and I don't have the power cords and stuff for it. Well, I was like, well, I have all that stuff. I said, how about let's do this? I was going to be at like a $186 or some junk like that when it was all said and done. I said, how about let's make it an even 200 and you throw in the Xbox. Taking a chance on whether or not it'll even work. He said, yes. So for $200, I got 93 OG Xbox games, 3 empty cases, and I got an OG Xbox. That being said, I go racing home, plug up the Xbox, it works. Needs a little bit of cleaning, but it works. So I'm like, good. That's all. That was the main thing. So I will definitely make a couple dollars back right there. And then the games that we had, that was where it was truly exciting, because there's a couple in there for the collection for sure. And then there's a couple in there that we'll sell. As a matter of fact, I actually broke into the bag last night on our Whatnot auction and started selling a few of the games. Nothing crazy. I probably made $30 off the bag so far. So nothing good. But inside was a copy of NBA Jam for the OG Xbox. There was a copy of The Godfather for OG Xbox. Scarface for the OG Xbox, which that one completes like $55. That was the only real heater, okay? WrestleMania 21 for the OG Xbox. We'll keep that one because we didn't have that. We've been collecting wrestling games. I have Raw, I think Raw 2 already. Those are excellent, excellent OG Xbox games. They control a little tough, but man, they were doing some next level stuff in those games. And so there's a couple of them. So we got a few of them that we got Blitz the League in there. We got Driver. We got another Driver game. I can't remember. It's not San Francisco. Got a couple of different Driver games. So there was one case in there that had the wrong game. It was Blackstone, which I think is like a $30 game, $40 game. But it had Fantastic Four in it. So that was a bit of a bummer. That would have been great to have complete because it was case and manual, but it had the wrong game in it. So it's been good. Didn't have Brute Force, didn't have Dino Crisis, but we did get 2 copies of Max Payne 2. One of them is like really, really good condition. So that one's going in our personal collection. I love Max Payne. Absolutely love Max Payne. So anytime I can get my favorite games and add them to the collection, plus I believe Max Payne 2 is backwards compatible. So I'll have to double check that. Maybe I got a fact checker in here, an Xbox fact checker. But I do believe Max Payne 2 is backwards compatible. Not that I would actually go through and play Max Payne 2 on the OG Xbox to completion these days, just because I'm such a trophy and achievement hunter. But that is a good one, and I haven't played it in many years. So you never know. I might get that itch to at least pop it in and experience some of it. So I'm waiting on the remaster for that one because we got the remaster for one, but we haven't got the remaster for part two yet. So anyways, pick that stuff up. So we got us a bag of Skylanders or a little bin of Skylanders. We got us 93 Xbox games and an OG Xbox. So those are pickups for the week. Now that doesn't count some of the other stuff I've been posting in the group. So if you're in the Loot Bros Facebook group, you're in the Loot Bros Discord, I tend to post a lot of the pickups. And another be on the lookout is your local Walmarts are clearancing out their games, guys. So every so often they start to clearance out the games. And you can get some good sealed deals. So I've been picking up a couple copies of AEW Fight Forever sealed on PS5 and the Xbox Series. Been picking up copies of Super Monkey Ball Banana Mania sealed. A couple copies of Miraculous sealed, which those actually sell fairly well. I mean, I had like four copies last night, and I think I sold two or three of them. Maybe more. Maybe I had five copies. So not too bad. Got a couple copies of Saints Row, you know, the newest Saints Row on OG Xbox. And some of these games I'm picking up sealed at Walmart for $5, guys. So just go to your local Walmarts and check out those clearance sections. And sometimes you got to scan them. Sometimes you got to take the Walmart app and you got to scan them right there. But sometimes it's definitely worth it. So just a couple things to be on the lookout for. They do go fast. As soon as word gets out that these games are being clearanced, they go quickly. And once they're gone, they're gone. So there's a couple heaters that are out there that I'm still looking for. One in particular, I picked up four copies of it a while back. Okay, check it out. This is I'm going to end my pickups with this and the bolos with this right here. The Fortnite Last Laugh Bundle. That's the Joker bundle. Okay, so every so often, Fortnite will put out physical boxes with digital codes in them for their DLC packs, right? Or their skin packs with V-Bucks. Okay. When they did the Batman and the Joker, they had the Last Laugh. I think it was actually just the Joker. I don't think you actually got Batman on it. They had the Last Laugh bundle, okay? And I have, I think, three cases right now with just empty codes in them. But they were $5 clearanced out at Walmart. I was like, cool, I'll get those. I'll keep it. I'll sit. We used them. The kids used them. It was cool. So now these games sealed have eclipsed $120 on eBay because you can't go buy that anymore. They don't have it in the shop anymore. And if you find a sealed copy of it with that code still good, it is extremely valuable. So I picked up the Anime Legends. I think I've got the Minty Legends packs as well. Just kind of sitting on the shelf. I know I sold a bunch of that stuff on Whatnot because I'll buy them for $5 or $10, sell them for 15 or 20. I win, you win. It's $25 to $30 brand new. So you're saving money buying it off of me. It's sealed. I make a couple dollars and it's win-win. What I didn't know is they were going to jump in price the way they have. So I'm just going to sit on the rest of the ones I have and wait for them to go up. But yeah, definitely go check them out, guys. If your local Walmart has games, go check them out. You never know. Buy it now. I'm sure Will's listening right here, cringing. Buy it now. I said I was going to end the Bolo segment with that one, but I got one more. This one, again, with the Xbox 360 craze and games going way, way up. There is a game that I just picked up for $15 the other day. It is disc only. I picked it up, but it's Zoid's Assault on the Xbox 360. It is an Atlus game. It is a terrible game. I believe it's like a strategy, grid-based kind of turn-based RPG. I played a little bit of it just to make sure it worked. I did not like it personally. I don't think it's good, but it is selling, you know, upwards of $100 on eBay. So I took my disc-only copy, tested it out, spent some time with it, and put it on eBay. And I'll report back and let you guys know. I listed it on the higher end. I saw a couple disc-only ones going for $79. So I listed mine for $74.99. I know that's a nice little markup if it goes through. We will see. It's been listed for a couple hours, and if it sells by next week, I'll report back and say, hey, it definitely sold. But some of these games, these Atlus games, these more rare titles, more uncommon titles on the Xbox 360 are going way up, and people are scooping them up right now, waiting on that store to close. So I know that the running joke is go buy it now, get your Xbox 360 games now. But seriously, guys, if you're thinking about getting them, then now is the time. Okay. Because they're only going to get more expensive. Now, a lot of the games are going to go up from now to the end of July, and then they're going to come back down. That's true. They might go up to $20, $30 and then become $15 games. Maybe they're $5 games right now. One game in particular, and I mentioned this last week, I believe, Darkest Days, I bought the game for a dollar, sold it for $5, and then within weeks of me selling it, it jumped up to $90 on eBay. So who knows? That one might only drop down to a $40 game. It might stay, you know, 50 plus forever. We don't really know. So if you can pick up those 360 games for a reasonable price, go get them. And if you want $10 off on your first purchase of Whatnot, check my links in the description below and I'll hook you up. That last part is true, but I'm saying it in a joking way because I'm not trying to scare anyone to go buy video games. But if you want to have fun and buy video games, I'm your guy. All right, guys, we're going to wrap it up here. That's about an hour me running my mouth. Go watch Fallout. Go buy Xbox 360 games. Go get trophies on the PlayStation. Check out Resident Daryl on YouTube and on Whatnot. Appreciate you guys. You are the best. Remember, we have the Facebook group, Loot Bros Podcast, and we have the Discord, Loot Bros Podcast. Go check it out. Let's have some fun in there. And you guys, take care. Be good to each other. Remember, always, always, always remember, anime is for pervs. And go check out our friends' podcast. Go check out Trivia Horse. Go check out PlayStation Ain't Dead. And go check out the Hunter Houston ESG Sweet Baby Podcast. And for Bad Wrestling Takes, the Wrestling Tornado. Appreciate you guys. One final thing. Before we get out of here, I was scrolling through. I was like, what song am I going to put at the end of this episode? And I stumbled across, just kind of going through my folder, a demo I wrote and submitted to the band. It never turned into a full song. So it's a crappy unproduced or not well-produced drums and some little sloppy guitar, but I'm going to throw it on here. See what you guys think. So here's just a random, unreleased, not well-produced demo from Ninja Loot, codenamed Call of Lootie.